Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Two suicide bomb attacks near the entrance of a military base north of Baghdad and by a market killed at least 18 people Thursday, according to police. In a statement posted online, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for both attacks and named two Iraqi suicide bombers. The attack by the entrance of one of Iraq's largest military bases in Taji, just north of Baghdad, killed at least seven people and wounded 18, according to a police colonel. Meanwhile, a suicide bomb explosion in the capital's mostly Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Jadida killed at least 11 people, according to the same source. Israel's government has suspended special permits for tens of thousands of Palestinians during the holy month of Ramadan after Wednesday night's attack on a cafe in the capital of Tel Aviv. Four people were killed and five others wounded. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denounced the attack as a savage crime.
I think a larger tragedy was avoided by the resolute action of citizens, of security people, police. We're going to take the necessary steps to attack the attackers and to defend those who need to be defended.
Again, that is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The United States will have two aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean Sea to support European interests and operations against Islamic State militants. The USS Dwight D. Eisenhower crossed Wednesday into Atlantic waters under U.S. European command on its way to the Mediterranean, while the USS Harry S. Truman remains in the East Mediterranean Sea, where it arrived last week, according to Navy Lieutenant Lauren Terry. This is VOA News. Friends.